Today I'm going to teach about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to pray for you to receive it. So get expectant, get excited, get ready to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Share this with your friends so they don't miss out. There are so many who haven't yet encountered God in power, who haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and God wants to reach them. But the way He reaches them is through you. So be a vessel of Him. Be a blessing to your friends, to your family. I look back on the people in my life who invited me to the spaces where I encountered the power of God for the first time, where I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I am so grateful. It was that invitation that led me to that place where I could encounter Jesus. So your actions are so powerful, your actions of sharing. What I'm teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit and what I'm praying for you to receive today, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it was truly the best day of my life. So this is why I am so excited and so expectant for you today. When I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it changed my life forever. I remember the day. I remember the time. January 7th, and here we are, January. January 7th, 2016 is when I received it. And I will never forget that day. That day is so special to me. And I declare that this day you will never forget because of what God does for you today, of how you encounter Him today. So I want to share, first of all, my experience receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I know a lot of you don't know what that is. Myself, I grew up Christian my whole life. Went to church more than just on Sundays, every single week of my life. But I didn't know what the baptism of the Holy Spirit was until about less than a year of me receiving it in 2016. I know there's a lot of you that don't know what it is. So listen, get your Bibles open if you can, take notes, be really attentive, because what you will receive today is so precious and special. And God wants you to really grasp and understand the weight, the importance, the significance of it. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is different from the baptism of water. Most people just think, when they think baptism, they just think one baptism of water. And in the Bible, it talks about the baptism of water, or the baptism of John it will speak of, because remember, John the Baptist was baptizing people in water. So John the Baptist, Matthew 8:11, it says, "I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." So here this speaks of a baptism of water, and then a separate baptism of fire. And it says, when it's speaking of the baptism of water, it says for repentance. When you decide to get baptized in water, it is you saying, "I am giving my life to Jesus. I'm surrendering to Him. He can have His way with my life. I am dying with Him now, my old life, my carnal flesh. I'm dying with Him as He died and rose again. As I go in the water, I'm dying with Him. The old me is dying. And as I come out of the water, I am arising as He arose. I'm co-rising with Jesus as He resurrected." So His resurrection makes me have a new life, births a new life in me. So this baptism of water is symbolic of that, of the crucifying and resurrection. It's a public sign, public act of you saying, "I'm giving my life to Jesus." Repentance in other ways. I'm deciding to put my past behind, put my old self behind, and I'm deciding to be a new creation through Jesus today. I'm born again now. That's the baptism of water. And God wants us all to be baptized in water, to make that choice. And if you have been, I was baptized as a baby, or they can call it confirmed, or dedication. I'm dedicating my baby to raise my baby. I was baptized as a baby, but when I really made the decision on my own, I'm really deciding to give my life to Jesus. I'm making my adult decision. I decided to get baptized again in water. So that's the baptism of water. And then there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. We also see in Acts 1:5, Jesus says, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Jesus was baptized in water by John. In Luke 3:21, it says, "When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in a bodily form like a dove." So listen, he was baptized in water by John. Then after that, and then the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, whom I love, who I am well pleased." The next thing that happens is now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. So it then speaks about after he was baptized in the Holy Spirit, he then began his ministry. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and takes over you completely, so much that it will even take over your tongue. The baptism of the Holy Spirit requires such surrender. It requires you to be like, "Jesus, I want you to have your way truly with me, Father. Even if you want to take over my tongue, do it, have your way. I allow you to do what you want with my body, with my everything. Have your way, Holy Spirit." And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, this is the baptism of fire. When you receive Jesus, the Holy Spirit will come inside of you. When you receive Jesus as Lord, the Holy Spirit comes in you. The Holy Spirit now is living in you. As soon as you give your life to Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit in you. And as you follow him, you will start to see the fruits of the Spirit in your life. He will be leading you. You will begin to hear him speak to you. But when you are baptized with fire, with the Holy Spirit comes upon you, not just inside you, but upon you in fire, so that he truly overtakes all of you. And what happens when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit is you are truly on fire. You feel now on fire for God. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I'll tell you my experience now, and then I'm gonna show you scripture of where we see the baptism of the Holy Spirit happening in the Acts Church. When I first encountered the power of God, it was prophetic ministry. A prophet prophesied to me things about me that I hadn't told anyone, things that were going on in my life. And I witnessed healing happening. I witnessed demons being cast out of people. And that day was so life-changing. That day, I knew that God was real. I knew he loved me. It was a true encounter that changed me forever. And this hunger started building in me so much for him. I hadn't yet surrendered, but there was a hunger in me like never before, even though I was a Christian my whole life, when I was in the true presence of God. 2 months later, January 7th, 2016, I was on my way to this place where the power of God was really moving. And that day I was thinking to myself, I want to learn about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I don't really know much about it. And I'm curious. I do want to receive it. I had heard about it 6 months prior. It planted a seed of hunger inside of me. As I come to service that day, the minister who led the service says, I'm going to teach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Wow, I was amazed at God. And then he said, if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you are going to today. And my heart starts beating with anticipation, with excitement, with expectancy. And I want to say to you today, if you have not received it before, you will receive it today in Jesus' name. So he taught about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then when the message was done, he called forward those who haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit yet. I came forward, and he placed his hand upon my head, and immediately when he placed his hand upon my head and says, I baptize you in the Holy Spirit, I physically could feel God touching me, overtaking me. And he started to come upon my tongue. And my tongue was started to speak in a new tongue, a new language. And I could not control, I wasn't doing it myself. As I willed myself to speak, as I willed my, just like in anything, if I don't will myself to speak English right now, I'm not going to be speaking. I'm just going to be here like, quiet. But when I put my tongue to, when I allowed God to overtake it, he overtook it. And what came out was a new language. Like we read about at the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, they broke out in tongues. And before this, I didn't know that that was for us for today. I thought that was didn't happen anymore today. I thought that just was the original disciples because I hadn't ever seen it. But this indeed is a gift that God wants for all believers. He wants it for you. It's a gift he wants for all of his children. So I started speaking in a different tongue, and that encounter was so precious to me. It was like the first time I had It was like getting a hug from Jesus. Like this encounter was so powerful, was so tangible, was physical. I mean, it was literally it was so supernatural. It was so supernatural that my tongue was speaking a different language that I didn't know what I was speaking. This was so supernatural. It was the most supernatural miracle thing that I'd witnessed in me. Jesus felt so close. And I was just so full of excitement and awe of God. I start like yelling in tongues because I was so in awe of Jesus and so excited, so amazed at him. And after that day, my life has never been the same. I remember when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, my eyes opened up to how amazing Jesus is and how worthy he is of my surrender. So I couldn't help myself. I had to surrender immediately. Nobody asked me, hey, do you want to surrender now? It was from my heart. Oh, Jesus, I surrender to you. You are amazing. You are amazing. You can have my life. You can take me wherever. You can even send me on a deserted island, whatever, God, I surrender to you. And after that moment, the Holy Spirit took over my life like never before. This is the power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He really overtakes your life. Like, your life is not meant to be in strife. Before Jesus came, before he brought the Holy Spirit, the people of God lived under the law. And they would try to do what God commanded. They would try so hard. But they could never measure up. They would always be messing up in some way. They could never measure up. It's not meant to, you know, we're not meant to live how they lived. We're meant to be lived empowered by the Holy Spirit. Empowered. The Bible says that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Acts 1:5, Jesus says, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Verse 8, it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem." You receive power. And so when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it was like his power was flowing through me now. His power was flowing through me, removing desires I had of the world and pumping desires for Jesus. I didn't have to try. I didn't have to conjure them up. I was just on fire naturally because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I wanted to pray in tongues like all the time. I wanted to read the Bible for the first time in my life. I'm like, I can't wait to read the Bible. I just want to spend time with God. I only wanted to talk about God. I didn't want to talk about worldly things. I was just so consumed with God. I remember going to a movie and being like, I want this movie to be over because I want to get back to really thinking about God and talking about God. This was not my own like conjuring up of desires. This was God taking over by the power of his Holy Spirit, by his fire. And it has never changed since that day. Like, you do have a responsibility to, just like when you fall in love with someone, there's the honeymoon stage, but you have the responsibility to choose to love after the honeymoon stage, right? And you have the choice to be just as much as in love and full of zeal as you were in the honeymoon stage, but it's a responsibility and you have to take action on that. So it's like that with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you know, you will be completely consumed with Jesus and then you have to keep that up. But taking the intention to pursue Jesus, to follow him, to serve him, that fire is just flaming in you continually, making you more like him, taking away all the desires of the world. I would have one foot in the world before, and all of a sudden, it was just, I had no taste, no desire for things of the world. I just wanted Jesus. I just wanted to be pure. I just wanted to be more like him. My heart became so much more like him like never before. It wasn't on my own ability, my own striving, but I became more selfless like never before because of his empowerment. I wasn't thinking of myself first like I was before the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I was able to love people. I was able to see people through Jesus' eyes. I was able to love my enemies. I wasn't able to be like that before the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He really takes over you, his fire. Hallelujah. It says, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." So one of the purposes, a big purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to equip you for ministry. We've been talking about the power of God lately. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. It's not the kingdom of God without the power of God. Well, how do we receive power as believers? Because it's God's will for every believer to walk in the power of God. Well, how do we receive power? Well, the Bible says, Jesus says to the disciples, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." And it says after that, "And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So the next verse says, "And you will be my witnesses." So you shall receive power and then you shall go minister. This is what Jesus set the example for. He was baptized in water by John the Baptist, and then the Holy Spirit came upon him. And the next scripture says that at age 30, he then began his ministry. Once he was baptized in the Holy Spirit, received power, now he had the power of God in him to begin the ministry. We are all called to be ministers to people in our lives. All of us are called to be vessels of God, ministers of Jesus. We are all called to walk in the power of God. We cannot minister without the power of God. It is just words if you're speaking about Jesus, but no power. It's just words. You need the power of God to be on you as you speak, as you pray for people. That's God's will for you. Hallelujah. I want to talk about now actual examples of the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts. First of all, let's look at John 20:19. Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was resurrected from the dead. And it says that he showed them his hands and his side, his hands that had the holes in them. Then the disciples were glad they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." After this, though, he says in Acts 1:5, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak with. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." And we know in Acts 2:1-8, this talks of the day of Pentecost. When Pentecost had come, they were all gathered in one place. Suddenly a sound from heaven like a rushing violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were being distributed among them. And they rested on each of them as each person received the Holy Spirit. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out. So, going back to the verse I read before that, John, he breathed on them. Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." But then he said, "Wait for the gift of the Holy Spirit that will come upon you and give you power." So here we see, he breathed on them, received the Holy Spirit. That's like when you accept Jesus as Lord, you have the Holy Spirit in you. But you've not yet received the baptism of fire that comes upon you and gives you power. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said, "Stay in Jerusalem, wait for this gift before you go start ministering. You need power. You need the baptism of fire." So they waited, they did that, they were all in one accord, they were expectant, they were surrendered, they were ready, and it says the Holy Spirit came upon them, it says, and they became full of fire. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues. So see how this is two different experiences. Jesus breathed, received the Holy Spirit inside. Second, Holy Spirit comes upon, speaking in tongues. Now they go minister. Hallelujah. So, now we see the apostles actually baptizing people in the Holy Spirit. Acts 10, verse 44. Peter, he's ministering. He's preaching a message. And it says, even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles too, for they heard them speaking in other tongues and praising God. So they just received the baptism of the Holy Spirit as Apostle Peter was speaking the word of God. The evidence was them speaking in tongues. So there are different ways to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit now. First of all, it's usually when an anointed, full of power of God minister, like an apostle, like we see Apostle Peter here, is preaching, speaking. The Holy Spirit can fall upon at any time. The minister can pray, "I baptize you in the Holy Spirit," and the Holy Spirit comes. There's another way that it can happen is by placing hands. This is a common way that it happens. Acts 8, verse 14. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, that the baptism of water. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will just take over and have his way, you know, the doing things that you wouldn't do normally. I mean, it's a supernatural encounter. God is really showing, I am your God. I am almighty. I am all powerful. And we see a gentleman, as soon as the hand was placed upon him, he begins to tremble with the Holy Spirit. His tongue is overtaken, and he just collapses on the ground with his hands up. Just, you can see the encounter that God was having with him. So we see in the Bible that there's a couple different ways that it will happen when the hand is placed upon you by an anointed person of God, anointed vessel of God, and say, I baptize in the Holy Spirit. Or just when an anointed vessel is speaking. Just, we see this happen in the Bible, that Peter, as he was speaking, people started breaking out in tongues. And that's how God is going to baptize you, as I cannot touch you physically here. God is going to baptize you in that way today. And some of you may even receive it even before the end when I will pray for you. I encourage you to set your eyes on Jesus. He is here. He is alive with you right now. And he wants to encounter you so powerfully. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about the gift of tongues now. The gift of tongues, the purpose of it. This is a gift. The Bible says that speaking in tongues is a gift that God gives, a gift. Not only is it this miraculous experience where it's like hugging Jesus, I mean, he's overtaking your tongue. There's just so much intimacy in that, such closeness. But when you speak in tongues, you're speaking a heavenly language. When you're speaking in tongues, it's your spirit man, because you're a spirit. That's the true you, a spirit. That's the you that goes to heaven with Jesus. Not your physical body, not your soul, but your spirit man. So your spirit man is praying God's will. That is powerful. The Bible says when you don't know what to pray in words, the spirit will groan. So many times we don't know what to pray with words, but when we begin to speak in tongues, we are praying God's will to be done. Oh, that is powerful. When you are praying in tongues, you are speaking directly to the Holy Spirit. Your spirit man is praying directly to the Holy Spirit. What intimacy that is. And when you pray in tongues, you are speaking what the devil cannot hear. The devil cannot hear those prayers. When you pray in tongues, it awakens your spirit man. It strengthens him. The Bible says, fan into flame your spirit man. So an action of fanning your spirit man into flame is by praying in tongues. You are making your spirit man come alive more just as you start speaking in tongues. And you are making your carnal flesh go down more. So you're making your carnal flesh to go down. You're making your spirit man to come up. So you start thinking more like Jesus. You start hearing his voice more clearly. I want to share with you that when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was speaking in tongues all the time. I was so on fire. A couple months passes by, 3, 4, 5 months, and I just kind of forgot to speak in tongues. I kind of just got out of the habit of it. I just didn't make the intention. And I went to church, and the minister was speaking the importance that we pray in tongues, that we do it as a habit, that we do it intentionally and regularly. And I was really touched and convicted. Oh, I don't want to take this gift for granted. I want to value this. And he was speaking how when you pray in tongues, you are opening your spiritual ears more. You're making it so you are more spiritual, so you can hear God more clearly. So that day, I was so convicted. I began praying in tongues all day, any chance I got in the car. So I was driving to this event. I was coming back from this event at nighttime and in my car. And about some months prior, I had gotten in a car accident. I had hit someone who would come in from another lane who was looking like he was going to exit. I ran into him. I was only like a couple hundred feet from that same exact spot when I was praying in tongues that day. Fast forward to this day where I was convicted and I was praying in tongues all day. I was praying in tongues. I was feeling really tired physically, but I was praying in tongues. And all of a sudden, this memory comes to my mind as I'm tired but praying in tongues at nighttime. This memory comes to my mind, and this memory is of that car accident in my memory. It just came like a vision memory, just boom, just came in my mind out of nowhere. And then that awakened me. It made me be more aware. Like that memory woke me up a little bit and made me to be more aware as I was driving. So I find myself in the same place where I got in that car accident before. And honestly, it was almost a repeat. There was a car coming from the exit lane, coming into my lane. And this time I slammed on my brakes and I just avoided him. But I was so quick about it because I had been aware. You see, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, preparing me, protecting me. Hey, there's going to be a car coming up soon. I want you to be aware. And I was praying in the Spirit when that happened. I had been praying in the Spirit all day. So that really showed me, God was really showing me, look, when you pray in the Spirit, it really does things in the spiritual realm. It really awakens your spirit man. It really sets you more on fire and helps you to be able to hear me more clearly what I'm going to speak to you. Hallelujah. So these are some of the important purposes of the gift of speaking in tongues. Is you are communicating directly to the Holy Spirit. It's fanning your spirit man into flame so you can be more spiritual, hear God more clearly, be less carnal. And it can also be a sign. It can help other people believe. You know, as we saw after the day of Pentecost, it says that they came to the streets at 9 a.m. They came on the streets after they were praying in tongues. And people were saying, are you drunk? And they says, nope, we can't be drunk because it's 9 a.m. And so you can say, see, this became a sign. This became a sign. Wow, this has to be God. What can do this but the Holy Spirit? What? I mean, to see the baptism of the Holy Spirit with your eyes, I mean, it has to increase faith. It has to make you believe that God is real and he's alive. And he does miracles. And another purpose could be that God may give one a gift of tongues that's in someone's native language. And they may hear that. And that may be a way that God touches them. God speaks through someone speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. So you should pray in the Spirit, pray in tongues. All the time. The Bible says, never cease praying. Pray continually. Pray always. You know, I began to pray more than ever when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. my relationship with God became so much more natural and beautiful and intimate. You know, before I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I would struggle with, like, how am I supposed to pray? And how do I pray continually, you know, and what words should I say? And I've said all the words. But, you know, think about a relationship with people. You know, it's natural. And you don't have to be always speaking these very intentional words to people. Sometimes you're just with your friend and you're hanging out, but you're intimate. You're experiencing intimacy. You're communicating. You are connecting. You are growing closer. You are aware of their presence and you are with them. You're having relationship with them, even if you're not talking, right? So that's how it is with the Holy Spirit. I pray in tongues more than in words, even. I pray in tongues. I pray in tongues any chance I can. In the car, in the shower, the bright side of wearing masks. The one thing I've enjoyed about wearing masks is praying in tongues in the supermarket, doing errands, under the tongue. Just making your awareness to God always. You know, I don't know what more to pray. I've declared the words. I've talked to God as a friend, you know, I've thanked him, but I still want to pray to him. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Make it an intention. Make it a practice. It's never let it get stale. Always remind yourself, this is a miracle. And I'm speaking directly to the Holy Spirit. And this is a miracle. He's overtaking my tongue. This baptism of the Holy Spirit, it increased my faith like never before. It brings you to a place where you never need to doubt God again. You can never doubt him again. Before you encounter the power of God, before you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you might be wishy-washy. You might doubt if God's real or doubt if God loves you. You might go back and forth. You might be forgetful in that way. But when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and as you keep reminding yourself this miracle that's within you, you can't ever doubt again. You can't ever doubt God's real or that God loves you or not. No, you have no doubt. This is a miracle. Jesus is real, amazing, and with me all of the time. And there's nothing he can't do. If he can do this miracle of baptizing me with his fire, of overtaking my tongue, What couldn't he do in my life and through me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible talks about pray in word and in spirit. When it's saying spirit, it's talking about praying in the Holy Spirit. Robaria sikia manavashikia robara sikia. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is a gift that God wants for all of you. Every single one of you watching, God wants to give this to you right now. He wants to give it to you right now. The only thing that God requires of you is surrender. This baptism of the Holy Spirit, overtaking him, your tongue, this is symbolic of what God's doing in your whole life, spiritual life, of overtaking you. But God is such a gentleman. He doesn't force himself, but he waits for an invitation. He waits for you to surrender and really mean it. Really mean it. And surrendering to God is the best decision that you will ever make in your entire life. This is where living truly begins. So I invite you to answer God's call. He's asking you right now, will you surrender to me? I want to give you the most precious gift right now that you can't even imagine. I want to touch you like you've never been touched before. I want to show you my love like you have never known, my son, my daughter, God is saying to you right now. He says, I just need you to surrender completely. Surrender to him now. Surrender to him now and just focus on him. Focus on him right now. You can close your eyes. You can just look to him. He is with you. This is faith, remember. This is faith, not about feelings, but faith. God is with me right now. Just begin to look at Jesus now. God is with me. He is with me here right now. God loves me so much. Oh, make yourself aware to the spiritual reality right now. Just be with Jesus. Be with him right now. Just you and him. And allow him to take over you completely. Allow him to take over your tongue. Allow him. You may start to feel something. As I begin to pray for you, you may begin to feel fire. You may begin to feel a trembling. That's the Holy Spirit touching you. Just allow him to have his way in you completely. Praise him. Thank him. Say, hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you. Just in your own words, remember, the Holy Spirit is a person. You don't have to be formal. He is a person. He is your friend. He's your father. He's your Lord. So speak to him with your own words from your own heart. God, I love you and I'm really excited for this gift. I'm so excited, Lord, to receive the baptism of fire, God. I'm so excited to surrender to you and to give my life to you, Lord. Just tell him that in your own words. And as you're speaking, as you're praising him, just continue to praise him. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you continue to do that, you may feel him. You will feel him start to overtake your tongue and just allow him to do that and keep speaking and keep allowing him to overtake your tongue and overcome you with his fire. Hallelujah. So just praise him now. Praise him now and tell him you love him. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your precious, precious fire, Jesus. Oh, how we value and treasure your Spirit. Thank you, Father, for setting us ablaze. Thank you for setting us on fire. Thank you for taking us over. Thank you for overcoming us, God. Thank you, Lord, for making us like you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your fire. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift your hands now. Lift your hands to God. Lift your hands to him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Receive his fire now in Jesus' name. Let his fire overtake you now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes. Yes. Ignite your people on fire, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I declare the fire just to take over you from your head to your toes, your tongue. May God have his way now in your life. May God fill you with fire now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's releasing more of his fire. He's releasing more of his fire. Just keep surrendering. Just keep surrendering. Get your head out of it completely and just surrender. Just surrender. Just surrender to him. Just surrender to him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to be with the Holy Spirit. Continue to focus on Him. Continue to surrender to Him. Continue to let Him overtake you now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.